All right, this week, The Fate of the Furious is the only major release of the weekend. And when I say major release, this thing is going to be printing money left and right. The budget on this was a mere $250 million. Last one brought in over $1 billion. So you can see this is a money-making machine. You got The Rock, you got Kurt Russell, Charlize Theron joins the cast, Jason Statham this time around too, and the normal cast, and some cameos promised here. This is going to be huge. This could be a record-setting three-day opening weekend. The last movie, I believe, the seventh, is in the top three of all-time moneymakers, including Titanic and Avatar. It's incredible how much money this series makes. In limited release, basically every single thing else. Everything else has been pushed down to get out of the way for Fate of the Furious. DVDs this week and streaming, Hidden Figures, a big movie from the holidays about the women of NASA in the late 50s. Quite good. Monster Trucks, animated. And The Bye-Bye Man, that kind of said goodbye at the box office anyway. Last week, your number one movie was The Boss Baby, again, Beauty and the Beast, and Smurfs 1, 2, 3. Kong had another nice weekend, finishing in fifth place. Kong's been around a while, too. By the way, Beauty and the Beast has passed the $1 billion mark worldwide, so that's done quite well as well. And that's what's new for you, movies and DVD.